and 201.
Senator Claire McCaskill says she's going to vote no if health care increases the deficit. She's not the only senator saying she won't vote for it for different reasons. Joe Lieberman says, forget about it. There's no way if you mess with Medicare. He doesn't like some of the things they're talking about increasing with Medicare and ultimately feels like there will be too many increases for the American people. So the grand plan that was the big compromise last week, not looking too good heading into a new week on the Hill. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We're going to zig and zag, as we always do, all over the place. Just like that crooked street in San Francisco, Lombard Street. Think of a show like that. It's ultimate water cooler buzz, right? So also coming up, we'll give you some sports shorts. What happened in the NFL? You can't tell me. You don't take a break and you watch some of these games. It was a good week in the NFL. It was exciting to catch a bunch of the action, including our game of the week, Nail the Score. And the Nail the Score game was the Minnesota Vikings hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Ultimately, did anybody nail the score and win our incredible prize package loaded with all kinds of fun things that you could use, that you could actually gift, I guess, even over the holidays, including a cell phone and movie tickets and lots of places where you could go out and eat and take your buddies or your family or friends, whatever. But so far that hasn't happened. Only one person nailed the score, and he wasn't eligible for any of the prizes. He didn't even really want bragging rights, but he nonchalantly just, you know, matter-of-factly kind of nailed the score. And we're talking about Andrew, who did it from the GCN network last week and stunned a lot of us. So we'll let you know if anybody did it this time around. I have a great poker face slash poker voice, so I'm not giving it away at this point. Speaking of not giving it away and having a poker face, definitely the president at times can have a poker face unless somebody gets under his skin. He sat down for a little chat with 60 Minutes. Steve Croft, of course, the reporter who was close with Obama, and said, look, we're going to know by 2010 if the strategy is working. And that's the bottom line. Well, the bottom line is, in the meantime, we have Marines crawling all over Afghanistan who don't know when to shoot the enemy, when to shoot the insurgents, because of the rules of engagement that are tighter than a drum. I'm not suggesting to kill innocent civilians, but at the same time, when is it too much, these crazy rules of engagement? So that right clearly when they're seeing somebody, as was described on NPR by a reporter who was there, planting a roadside bomb, they couldn't pull the trigger. How ridiculous is that, and how unsafe is that for the guys that are crawling around in this mountainous areas throughout Afghanistan? Whoops, there's a roadside bomb. We think an insurgent is planning it, but we can't be sure. Look how he's dressed. Yeah, and by the time they were going to get a helicopter to come in, by the time that happened, too late, they had scattered like spiders. Not good. You can throw in your 2 cents, by the way, on that. Plus, big reveal. Somebody in the media got an exclusive on what's going to happen to Gitmo. Where, oh, where do the rest of the detainees who aren't on display in New York, where are they headed? I just have to think the Defense Department can't be happy about this slip-up. We'll talk about that as well. But it's always about the money. It always leads back to the money, doesn't it? So as part of the Sunday swirl, the director of the National Economic Council, that would be Larry Summers, was speaking, and he was talking about a couple of different things related to jobs and the economy and bankers that have to lend, but they don't feel like they want to lend because that's part of the problem, etc., and that ultimately they would be there in the end. You know, a whole lot of the same thing that we're hearing. We see among us that the joblessness isn't really getting better. It's people combining things or being creative, or then others who just feel lucky that they're in the position they're in to even be employed. Anyway, here's what Larry Summers said.
You look at the employment statistics, they will show employment growth. They were showing losing 700,000 jobs a month. Last month, they showed losing 11,000 jobs. They'll bounce from month to month. But I believe that, as do most professional forecasters, that by spring, employment growth will start to be turning positive. President's going to work with Congress to do what's necessary. You know, George, it's a bit of a Washington thing to put this in terms of price tags. For example, the president's doing a whole set of things, working with other countries.
I think the American people want to promote our cause. It's not a Washington
thing. To promote our exports. That doesn't have a direct cost. But the president has talked about doing things for infrastructure. It doesn't cost anything to encourage banks, as the president will be doing, to meet their responsibilities and expand the flow of credit to small business. We're in a very different, we're in a very special kind of economic situation. And frankly, jobs have to be the top priority, and every bill is going to be a jobs bill going forward. We hope we can find common ground. We emphasize support for small business, repairing the nation's infrastructure. These ought to be things that everybody can agree on.
Yeah, and Eric Cantor's take, listen to his spin on this whole thing.
Well, listen, George, no question that there is still a deprivation of credit in this country for small businesses. And when the president meets with the bankers, I hope that the discussion centers on what seems to be a real overreaction, if you will, on the part of some auditors in the regulatory arena that are looking at risk-taking as something that just shouldn't be done at all. We know in our economy that the prosperity we know has been built on calculated risk. What we've got now is a situation where there are so many performing loans out there that seem to be called by regulators because we still have a depression in our asset values. And what I'm hopeful that the discussion occurs is about that, is about trying to get some type of transparency on the part of what regulators are asking of our banks. So that we understand as policymakers in Washington and, frankly, the small businesses that are looking to the banks can understand why it is when they go to their bank they're not getting their loans.
Blah, blah, blah. Bottom line is, look, we bailed the banks out of the fire. You have to be kidding me. And what are we told it had to be done to save the economy? You wouldn't have half of these banks intact if some of what went on didn't happen, if they weren't bailed out themselves. So now they're playing Grinch and they won't lend people legitimate situations. They won't lend them the money. I mean, give me a break. And listening to Larry Summers, are you kidding me? Could he be more lackadaisical? Ridiculous responses. That, of course, was part of the Sunday Swirl on This Week.
To promote our export.
Today, Junior.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 18th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,104.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,135.16, $567.58 for a half ounce, or $283.79 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,135.16, $568.58, or $283.79.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We're back on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, you want to talk about the rules of engagement? Throw in your 2 cents, you can do that. 800-259-5791, or the blithering of the guy who's supposed to be the economic advisor of Obama, which I think he has no idea what he's talking about, frankly. Like I said, let's get among the real people, not the Wall Street people. Get among the real people and see what's really happening in this country. Then you have a different perspective versus, you know, being among the suits who got bailed out and then worried about, oh, what are we going to do, tweak the banks. I'll tell you what, if I'm Obama, I say, you got to be kidding me. I close the doors, make sure nobody's recording anything, and I really let them have it as to what's going on with the lending practices. Ooh, all of a sudden you're worried about this? Are you kidding me? Because of how you screwed the pooch, we found ourselves in this situation in the first place? I mean, you know what, give me a break. Jerry's listening to us in St. Louis. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, Kate. You know, it's just like, I don't know. There's so many. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. There's so many words being put out there and no substance behind any of it.
Yes.
It's just nonsense. And I guess that's what liberalism is. You know, just a bunch of nonsense. They put a bunch of words out. They're not going to, give you anything or they'll promise you things, but you won't get anything in your government. It's sad. And like the health care, the Obama Democrat health care version of what they want, they say, McCaskill said, oh, we're going to stay within the budget. You know, she won't vote for it if if we don't stay within the budget. Well, the only way you can stay within the budget is if you cut out large chunks of health care for people who desperately need it. For instance, operations needed immediately within 1 to 2 days, not 1 to 2 months. You know, our death would be imminent if you don't get the operation, and not providing health care to the non-productive citizens, I suppose, as they will consider us, the senior citizens, which I am, nor special needs children and adults. You know, well, yeah, that's where they're going to cut, you know, and stay within budget. What is that? Is that human? Isn't that rather inhumane? I mean, it's just these liberals they just have to be voted out of office as ASAP, because they are just messing with everything, and they don't know which direction, you know, to go. It's like the economy or anything. They're just messing up our country so badly that we just have to get them out of office. I mean, they're not capable.
I like that passion and that fire. Thanks for the call. We like talking to you when you call in, because she's passionate. I don't think it's so much the liberals. I mean, I think there's ridiculous points of view on both sides. It's like we need a third party. That's what it is, Jerry. We need fresh voices in Washington. And clearing the decks means really clearing the decks. I mean, does it mean that everybody that's on the Hill is just awful, that nobody is bringing any good representation to the people in their area? No, I think that there are a few, but the problem is there's a few among the many, and that's not working out, because we do have, like she was alluding to, there's just too much doublespeak. And it is weird, too. You're right. The concern about the older people, I don't get the treatment of older people in this country, whereas like in Japan, they're like the wise Buddhas. The wise people, you would never think of insulting or doing the things that sometimes happen in America. Certainly not everywhere, and certainly not everyone feels that way, and et cetera. But it is all about, that's the problem. It's all about the consumer. It's all about the person who has the money demographic, and that's also what you're trying to say there. So if you're the money demographic, then you're in. If you're not, you're teetering on a different plane. And if we got to take some things away from you, or we got to charge you more, so sorry. So sorry that you're unfortunately find yourself in that position where you don't have the disposable income or the extra money, let's put it that way, which is the same as disposable income of others, that you can use to offset the cost of your health care and the premiums that are skyrocketing. Because people, this is a misnomer that people forget, too, with Medicare. Medicare, it comes in the different classes, right, the different kinds of Medicare that you can get. But a lot of times people have to have a supplemental insurance or get a supplemental insurance. So they're paying for that, too. And Medicare works great for a lot of people. I mean, it's obviously not being managed well because it's going bankrupt. But you also have people that have supplemental insurance along with it that they need, that they carry. So imagine all of these premiums get mixed in a bowl and go up. It is scary. Bottom line is there's not enough of senators to agree, so let's see what happens. They certainly did agree on the spending bill, though. $1.1 trillion, no problem there, huh? That was pretty quick. $1.1 trillion. And, of course, they break it down into different segments, and this was the tail end of it. And now the president would just... we'll just sign it. I mean, there's not going to be a problem with that, obviously. By the way, I was talking about the rules of engagement and how difficult it is for the people who are serving to know when to pull the trigger and when not to pull the trigger. I mean, not when it's obvious. But the problem is those sticky in-between times, which is a lot of the time, the bulk of what they find themselves in, especially on the front lines. Well, kind of a hand in hand with that sort of, is what happened in Dallas. The federal agents there are investigating whether a helicopter that they have held for 14 months at an airport in Texas, this is crazy, was actually earmarked for shipment to Iran. So for 14 months, the agents suspected that an Italian company had already shipped two helicopters with the U.S. trade embargo with Iran, and that the third was intended to go there, right? So this is an $8 million piece of equipment. It's in a Bell helicopter hangar at an airport not too far from actually where I live, the Arlington Municipal Airport. And one of them was supposedly shipped to Iran. It was equipped with, this great, night vision, autopilot stuff, and subject to strict U.S. restrictions. But this is a very unique set of circumstances. And they say it's driven by the economics of it, because the Italian company bought three Bell helicopters from a company from Mexico for about $22 million. Bell Helicopter says it leases three helicopters, but that they weren't authorized to sell them. Oh, so that's sticky, huh? And now there's all this denial of selling it, and who ultimately has the helicopter, and et cetera, because, of course, they're worried about being prosecuted, because the U.S. has a trade embargo on Iran since the 90s. But foreign companies linked to the U.S. can use legal loopholes to sell U.S.-made stuff legally to other nations under U.S. export bans. Does that make any sense? So they don't want the technology to go to Iran, whether it's going to be used for military, wink, wink, or by a civilian for business. But it seems most likely it's going to be used for military purposes. And pretty much the U.S. Assistant Attorney General saying we don't want American businesses engaged in trade with a regime whose policies are, I love this word, anti-ethical to our national interests. Really? You think so? Yeah, I think so. So at least they were smart about holding the helicopter. But, of course, that's in the United States. And for sticky reasons, because of the whole Iran thing and trying to step around who was sending it to Iran and did they really own the helicopter and all that sort of stuff, versus the situation in Afghanistan, because you're talking about guys who are on the ground there, so they're completely handcuffed and cannot, I mean, we can thwart the enemy in Iran by not giving them our information and our technology, and somebody's trying to get around us, woohoo, score one for the good guys. But the rules of engagement, that's one for the insurgents, absolutely. 800-259-5791, America Tonight, got more in three.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true, and it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song.
Yeah, come away with me. Famous last words of Tiger Woods that have blown up in his face. He's decided to go away from the game of golf. In case you haven't heard, the troubles continue, and I think it was probably a smart move because the media glare is ridiculous. I mean, there's just people camped out in Windermere in Orlando. I've seen a lot of media, and I've been in situations where media, there have been a lot of media on hand, like a Super Bowl is gigantic, and I've been with a president who came into town and saw what that was like, but nothing like we've seen with Tiger Woods. I mean, the guy hasn't even surfaced, and of course he wants to stay underwater, so it's not a surprise that he stepped away from the game of golf. But others who have stepped away, if you will, from their sticky situations or trying to dodge them anyway include Max Baucus. Notice lately you haven't heard too much about him, and part of the reason is this weird situation with the girlfriend. He is, of course, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, and he apparently gave a $14,000 pay raise to a female staffer in 2008, and guess what? That was right when he was becoming involved with her. later that year. See, these guys don't understand it comes back to haunt you once the cat's out of the bag. Later that year, he took her on a taxpayer-funded trip to Southeast Asia and the Middle East, even though foreign policy wasn't her deal. That wasn't what she did in the office. So remember, it was last week that Baucus even acknowledged that he had a relationship with Mellie Haynes, is her name, who he also nominated for the job of U.S. attorney in Montana after it was first reported on the website MaineJustice.com. But he said that Haynes withdrew from consideration for the job when the relationship became more serious. So, of course, the following day, he dismissed calls for an ethics investigation, saying that, look, I went out of my way to be up and up, period. So since his announcement, though, more salacious details of that relationship have been eked out, and that raises questions about this workplace dance, romance, if you will, between a boss and employee that he tried to keep quiet, and it's contradicting his explanation for why her nomination was withdrawn. So the bottom line is that it's looking like he got caught. And he never even acknowledged the relationship between the two of them. So it's clear the raise part and all that other sort of stuff is pretty big. And also what's interesting is he separated from his now ex-wife in March of 2008, moved out of their house. This woman that worked for him separated from her husband in April of 2008, moved out in early June. She was divorced from her husband last December. Baucus was divorced in April 2009, and they are now living in Capitol Hill, and they started dating in the summer of 2008. Now, what they're saying is that she and other staffers received their raises in the time period, and that's how they're breaking it down. And so she was, you know, Baucus is saying, look, she's well qualified for this position. And then his office even released a huge resume of hers detailing her experience as a prosecutor and in private practice. So, you know, and here's the thing. Unlike the private sector, there isn't any congressional rules that say somebody that's a senator, a congressperson, whatever, that they can't have a romantic relationship with an employee. And that's happened where some people have gotten married, I guess, in the past. But the raise, the trip, the nominating her for the position, it doesn't bode well for him, let's just say that. And it cannot make the people of Montana happy to be reading those things either. If you stick around in the fourth hour, we have some really funny stuff from Saturday Night Live, or at least I think the little snippet of it is pretty funny. And it mostly relates to Tiger Woods and John Edwards' love child and, you know, a couple of other, Senator Ensign, and also the deal with the Governor Sanford, who, by the way, his wife, who was really sticking by him, Jenny Sanford, decided to file for divorce, just giving up and saying that there were all these attempts at reconciliation, but it wasn't happening, that, hey, we cannot repair this after 20 years. We've had these unsuccessful attempts, and I'm still, you know, dedicated to working with my family. But, you know, she was filing a divorce complaint, and she filed it in family court. So, you know, remember he called that woman in Argentina his soulmate and all that other sort of stuff, blah, 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 blah. What's really awful about their situation, of course, is they have four sons, which most of them are old enough that they have to, with the internet now and computers and schools and kids busting them, I mean, they have to know gotten some flack about it at school, I'm assuming. And, you know, she just decided after he disappeared for a week in June and all these things that happened, that, you know, just she couldn't do it. She couldn't keep him. She had to boot him, which is the question that people are asking about, Tiger Woods. But politics and the Woods situation, just a little bit different. A little bit different, right? I'm sure you don't care about that, but I had to bring it up because there's so much of the, so much of it going on, frankly, and the tying it all in, I think, was well worth the few minutes we spent doing that here on ATN. But speaking of tying it all in, how about this big, big exclusive Justice Department memo that was leaked to Breitbart? And I happened to be perusing through something they put together, this thing called Big Government, and they posted a memo. And in the memo, it says that the land of Lincoln and how they wrote it, you know, they're kind of licking their wounds over losing the Olympics, right, to Rio. But the Obama administration dished something else for them, and the consolation prize is a federal prison for terrorists. Because remember, the jails themselves, the people running the jails in Illinois and Leavenworth, etc., were interested in having the detainees because of the money it would pump into the state. Or, you know, again, they would hire people and whatever. So there is a memo that was leaked that was sent supposedly the other day from Eric Holder's Department of Justice office to the Defense Secretary, Robert Gates. And in the memo, it basically says that by the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, blah, 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 I hereby direct the following action to be taken with respect to the facility known as the Thompson Correctional Center in Thompson, Illinois. So hello, Illinois, of all of you listening to me in that great state. You're about to get some detainees. And the memo goes further on to say that the Secretary of Defense will relocate detainees currently held at Guantanamo as fast as possible to the extent of the laws, the bylaws related to Guantanamo detainees, blah, 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 you know, a bunch of legalese stuff, but saying that you will take them, that you'll transfer them into the system, the penitentiary system in Illinois. Wow, how about that? So just like that, boom, leaks out. I got to think that there's going to be some people that have comments about that. I mean, some people from the Justice Department, even from the Defense Department, Wolf One, that, I mean, I saw the memo. It couldn't be clearer. It came out on Thursday, December 10th, and it's got the right legalese all written in it, and it looks pretty real to me. So, you know, presumably the inmates at Guantanamo Bay who are there, they're there because they are believed to be a threat to national security. So now you're talking about, as we've talked about before on the show, how do you move them to the United States? How's that then a great idea? Because, you know, here you are, you got your, I guess, got those enemies right on top of you then. And I think it's a big risk they're taking in rolling. They're rolling the dice on this one. And which is why the people in the various areas that were mentioned before weren't interested, even though they knew some people could have jobs as a result, they weren't interested in housing these prisoners. And Illinois, get ready, because you're going to be welcoming them in. And I kind of like the explanation by Big Government saying that it seems like, ooh, this would probably be a good little transaction to make up for losing the Olympics. Well, here you go. We picked you. All of a sudden. Yeah. And we thought that was still being considered. All right, something you won't have to consider any longer. Did anybody nail the score? We're not going to hold you in suspense. We're going to tell you next on America Tonight. Plus, what else went down in the NFL? Coming up as we lighten the load around the bend.
Why? Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Now with just inches to go on fourth down, Felix Jones, the tailback. Witten motions on the right side of the line. Barber has the lead man. Stop! Surging! Couldn't get there! It was Dobbins again! And the Chargers send the Cowboys off the field!
Under 13 minutes left here in the first half. Out of the eye. Snap to Rodgers. Back pedal to the pocket. Goes to throw. Boston got into his hand. Oh! Boston's got it again! And this time it's taken away! Anthony Adams! Not once, but twice, Rodgers lost the handle on it, and the Bears take it away.
Bush stays in there. Falcons blitz. Breeze rolls right. Dumps it off Bush. Healthy convoy in front of him. 10, 5, walks into the end zone. Touchdown.
All right, keep your son about your beloved Eagles.
And the punt is Jeff Baker. And the return for the first time in several weeks to Sean Jackson. This is off the side of his foot to the near side. Deshaun takes it, looks for running room, comes up the left side. He's at the 40, 45, midfield, 40, 30, 20, 10, touchdown! Deshaun Jackson!
Oh, he is ridiculous. Oh, my goodness.
41-yard punt, 72-yard return.
Yeah, baby.
Slot to the far side of the field. Weaver to his right. On first down, McNabb takes the snap. He's looking. He comes. He is looking. He is firing it deep, and it is caught. And walking in for a touchdown backwards is a Sean Jackson. A 60-yard touchdown pass, and the Eagles regain the lead.
All right, you got to love it. For me, I did. The last voice you heard there, Merrill Reese, longtime voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. They toppled the Giants in a huge NFC East shootout between the two teams, the most points they've ever scored when the two of them have faced each other in 150 matchups. So 45-38 was the final in that one. The Eagles, 9-4, now on top in the NFC East. And why is that? You also heard in some of those highlights put together so well by Matt Johnson. I love that music. The Cowboys, once again, they have that December swoon, and they cannot get it done, of course, against a very good Charger team. The Chargers looked, they did, they looked really good, and they got a lot of excellent breaks in the game. So the Cowboys lose this. 20-17 was the final score. Chargers 10-3. Well, the Cowboys, as I already said, find themselves in that familiar swooning position in December. You also heard a lot of people get excited about this one in the Midwest, especially, well, fans of the Packers or the Bears. And it was at Soldier Field in Chicago, very cold. Fans braving the temperatures, and what has happened to the Bears and Jay Cutler, who looked all world in the very beginning of the season. Aaron Rodgers didn't have a touchdown on the day. In fact, didn't get to 200 yards, but the Packers did what they had to do. They put up 10 points in the first quarter, which was part of a big difference. And then, of course, in the fourth quarter, threw up another 8. In the end, they won the matchup 21-14. Yeah. And it was a good week, I think, in the NFL. I mean, other than, of course, the Ravens blew out the lowly Lions. That was a ridiculous game, 48-3. And the Colts are still undefeated. They're 13-0. They knocked off the Broncos 28-16. And then there were games like what's going on with the Steelers? The Steelers once again losing 13-6, the final score in their game. They're 6-7 on the season to the lowly Browns. The Saints are undefeated. They're also 13-0, and they look all world, but mostly offensively, 26-23. So another huge day for them. The Bills finally pick up another one, this time over the Chiefs, 16-10. And the Buccaneers, again, get hornswoggled. The Jets beat them 26-3. It's like that you should have to tie one hand behind your back when you're playing, sadly, against the Jets. The Dolphins pick up one against the Jags, 7-6 now they are, 14-10 the final score there. But the game of the week, the nail-the-score game, wasn't any of those that I just happened to randomly mention there because I didn't go through the whole scoreboard. But the game of the week instead was the Vikings hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. What happened in that game, which was our nail-the-score game? Here are some of the highlights.
On third down, clock's running down to one. Favre out of the shotgun. Steps away from the pressure. Rolls right. Fires to the end zone.
For Palmer under center. Play action. And he will look for Chad. Got him. Wide open left side. 10, 5, Ocho, Cinco, touchdown.
Bernie is called to the right. His hands spread out like he doesn't know the play. Palmer out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. It's a screen right to Brian Leonard. Upended. And he drops the ball. It's a fumble. And I think it's recovered by Ted Greenway. At the 26. Antoine Winfield. He'll be the one to cause the fumble. Vikings ball.
Hand off Adrian. Swings around the left side, inside the five. Touchdown! Two TDs today for Adrian Peterson. 14 on the season, and that is a new Minnesota Vikings record.
All right, so the Vikings look good. They really do. That Vikings defense came up so big in that game. Matt, I know you were watching it, and obviously you're a Minnesota fan. You've been watching this team. But that's what I really took away from rather that game. The defense looked really, really good. And of course, the Vikings officially, and we knew they would, clinch a playoff spot.
Yeah, and I think getting Antoine Winfield back really helped out the defense because he kind of sets the tone as far as the defensive backs. And we actually started a rookie middle linebacker and a rookie safety because of injuries. And we still had probably one of the best defensive games we've had of the year, you know, probably top three. So I think getting Winfield back is very key, and our defense is rolling right now, and Saints better watch out.
Yeah, the Saints are the concern. I would say if you're a Vikings fan, you got to be questioning what's going to go on with the Saints. But I think the Vikings may have them on the defensive side. And it's funny you mentioned, look, even throwing in the rookies, what was it, Jasper Brinkley and
Marcus Sanford.
Yeah, they look good. I saw right. that. I saw them. They looked really, really good.
Yeah, so, I mean, who knows? When it comes to the playoffs, I think the teams that we would struggle the most against would be the Eagles, just because for some reason Childress can't beat Andy Reid ever. It's like the Big Brother
syndrome. Why? I have no idea.
It's the Big Brother syndrome or something. I don't know what it is. The Packers are kind of scary, although we'd have them at home, but playing them three times in a year, that's always difficult. And then the Saints. I think everyone else we could just mop the floor with, so.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty in football for home field and playoff spots and wild cards and division leaders and all that stuff. So this is the good stuff, watching, you know, especially if you're a Vikings fan, it's fun to watch them cruise in here now because there's no worry, of course, over the playoffs. And in the NFC, it's interesting because you just don't know. You don't know how it's going to flush out. The playoffs are completely different from the regular season.
And with the playoffs starting to take form a little bit, I do have saved our initial picks at the beginning of the year. And I know for a fact I had the Saints and the Vikings in the conference championship in the NFC. I also had the Packers getting one of the wild cards. And so three of those teams are definitely locks. And I can't remember the AFC so much, but I know I had the Colts. The Steelers were in there, too, and I might be wrong there. And the Patriots. So we'll have to match up our picks here at the end of the year. We'll see how we all shook out.
Yeah, I forgot we did that in the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and see how it went down. The Saints, it's tell you what, Saints hang on for that first round bye, absolutely. And the Colts, as I mentioned, they're undefeated. Here's all the things to keep in mind. We're talking a little football here because we know that a lot of you are football fans. And, of course, I have a sports background. Matt likes football and likes sports as well. And we know that you like that because we are trying to give away these prizes for Nail the Score. Don't forget, Nail the Score comes up on Thursday/Friday in our third hour. So if you didn't do it this time, maybe you'll do it next time. By the way, Chris in Connecticut, she came pretty close. She didn't nail the score, but she said the Vikings would win it 30-17. Darn it, 30-17. So she was almost there, but almost doesn't count in horseshoes, but not in nail the score.
I love how intense you guys are about your Vikings.
Can't miss the Vikes game. Twin City! What about Brett Favre?